We're in Tasek Sosroch, Perek Revi. So we're talking about the idea that they overcome the concept of Tanugei Aguf, that the Tanugei Aguf act as a blockage for a person entering into the world of Ruchnius. That's not so much so obvious. I think we're holding Melorak Noam Hashem. Yeah? No, we did that already.
I missed last time.
We did that already.
We did it by tefillah, then.
No. Well, Lord Rakan also goof atzma and in a cell, so the bottom paragraph. Okay, so that the person that was successful in feeling Noyam Hashem and Elam Habo, person who's Magushim, can't do that. Person wants to connect to Torah, can't do it. Person wants to connect to tefillah, can't do it. Not only does Hanos Aguf block the person from ascending on high, connecting. The mukshur for Hano is what? A person who desires not the Hano, but the Echatimsa for the Hano also blocks the passage. Okay? Kosaber Chuskam La Rosh. Okay, so it comes time for the three tefillos a day. You have to stop whatever you're doing, all your business and transactions, and daven. And the first step is not to look at something which is not yours. So what's the connection between the two thoughts? Kesha de Bordov. Tefillah hi pinimius. Tefillah is the world of pinimius. Mukhach Adam lishtacher legamer mikol inyanav achitzanim. Person has to stop his connection to the outer world to be able to connect to tefillah. Lanei kol asakov. So ketzid yase. But how does he do that? Baloi hachem de boeres beliba the kesev latanugim. He has desires to be successful in this world and get kesev and tanugim, etc. So how do you do that? Yishmarena be called over Shana Shaloy. Don't expand your meat of chemda by training yourself to not to desire what other people have. By doing that, you will have weakened the element of desire for Elam Hazeh, for the chemda of ownership, etc. And then you'll be able to, when it comes to tefillah, connect into the world of tefillah. Makalat Dibir Rosh, Zal Nira, Mesef Tazdarachar Tzuto, Perak Dalad, Atitan Einecho Lamamin, Shein Oshalcho, Shein Meshaker Shari Shemayim. Do not look at money which is not yours, because it's Mashkiya, it submerges the Shari Shemayim. Klemmer, Einayim Hatzofis, Vechemnes Lamamin, Shein Oshalayim. So Meshach Hashar Shemayim and Levilti Teis the Tefillos of these couple. So it blocks the Shorim for the Tefillos to get in. So it's a fascinating question. I'd like to deal with that. So he says Mavash Hender Shalai. So he could be one of two things. I think it means both, but the first thing we think of is, you know, something's not yours. So it's almost sophomore, desiring somebody else's item. So you're not going to steal it, but even there's the fact that you desire it already. Rama says that if just the chemda beliba, lo sisaba, he says is the taiva. Chemda is the act of trying to acquire, but even from the time you're misaba already, it's also. So you're clear, some say that that's, you know, it's only if you eventually go to chemda. So on the official lav, maybe, whatever. But conceptually, we think of all in terms of something which is not we're not supposed to get. What about if I desire money, which is totally hefker? You know, the issue isn't iser. But the point he's saying is, right now, it's not what you have. It's like, why are you interested in it? Like, what's the interest of having money? I acquire it totally permitted, you know, permissible ways. You should be aware of the fact that if that's your focus, you're not going to be able to focus on tefillah. Not because your mind is preoccupied, just because you've made a value system which doesn't allow you to feel what feel is about. Who was the story with? There was a rub here in America. It's a Pella Kabaisai. The rub in the Pittsburgh area in the early 1900s, and it was before the days of retirement funds, etc. And he came to retire, so his kehila was very worried about him. So they made a collection. Apparently, there was some wealthy people in the kehila. They gave him a matana, I think $25,000, which in the 1920s that was basically enough to live on for like a few years. Right. Or $50,000 or something, which is like, you know, like it's giving him like a few million dollars nowadays, you know. And he basically had an hug of any Mishloch would come. He'd give him $100 for my sin. The person came to publish a sefer, he'd give him $50. And he's giving like, you know, $100, you know, per my sin was like, you know, a month's worth of supply. So the man's like, why are you giving all the money? He says, you don't understand. My whole life worked and I focused on avoiding tefillah, etc. My mind was never distracted during Shemona Esrei. Now they gave me the money, my mind is always distracted. I'm thinking about the money. Right, so that was an extreme case. So he said, I decided one day, I'm done with it. I can't get rid of it. The Russian will take care, and I'm getting rid of the money. So I can't throw it out in the street, but every person comes, I give, you know. Right. There's a person very, very attuned to his, you know. We live in a society where the idea of buying a lottery ticket is called like normal. So for a guy, it's normal, you know. You know, yeah, you buy a lottery ticket, like, so you have to make, you have a lot of money. Like, well, why not? But he's saying that it comes from the desire to have tremendous wealth. That's where it comes from. Most people are not buying because they're like, you know, I don't know how to support my family, you know. So buy the thing which, you know, gives you the $50,000. Why are you buying the 427 million one? You know, not enough to support my family for a long time. You know, really.
Intuition.
Intuition, you know, right? Right. You know, the answer is you desire money. So he's saying that even though there's no Isser involved in it, you know, we're not getting involved in Isser, it's not an Usser, but that itself is going to be a contradiction to being able to really feel Ruchnius the way you want to. And that's hard for us to relate to, you know, because we don't see that obviously, you know, we don't feel it immediately. And but at the end of the day, we've hurt ourselves by blocking that ability to have that pleasure that we're supposed to have. Lumos calls ice. So that's on the negative side. Divrei Rambam haniflaim ki avos Hashem hi shenasigeyu benehena b'hasagosoi b'takli zanua. The mitzvah is avos Hashem is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, be masik him, to have some awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to enjoy that with tremendous pleasure. Davka noa b'hasagosoi yisborach hi hi hu ava. The ava is expressed in enjoying that connection. So that's like and what he's saying until now is that ability to do that, not just by Olam Haba, not just by Torah, not just by Tefillah, and not, you know, is but the general concept of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, requires that it should be that you should be able to focus on that as the Hanoah, not Olam Hazeh as being the Hanoah. Okay. Karnis Bar Merachas Das Atzmeinu Beperek Vav Ki Rikshas Arnig Vitzar Hu Ani Atzmei. What gives a person pleasure and what gives a person pain is the ani of the person. Nuchol Lishto Es Piska Moelam Avolam. We could sort of like change one of the famous phrases out there and say the following. Tell me what you desire, and I'll tell you who you are. If that's what we feel, an element of hanoa. His point was whatever is that you feel hanoa and sar about is indicative of that's what talks to you. That's what defines you. So that's you. So if that's what you want, so that's who you are. But if you say that, however, from Dvarim Ruchnim, we become a different person. That we now are connected to Ruchni. So come to the Avas Hashem, which is the ability to desire Ruchni, requires that it should be done with that you should enjoy it. So this is going to be the route. Ha'atzlah merchekas ruchni. So we said before that we have to overcome our atzlus. Tikkun yisad offer hukir of ruchnius. But overcoming that is when we feel connected to ruchnius. Lamer ani ruchni. That I'm not the physical who's limited and bored and tired and whatever. Rather, I'm the ruchni, which I'm something greater than that. How can you measure how successful you've been? Okay. So now, I'm not talking about limiting your eating or hurting yourself. We're not doing extraordinary things. The kudos of the worm who. It's something that you're enveloped in. Pinuk yeser, you know, being more very careful with how you are. Vanos mutaris enam halim es ben aliyah. Person of ben aliyah, these things don't fit you. En las es bitnam elayahem. You shouldn't make your stomach your god. Okay, for example. You talk about food because you need to address a health issue or to make the woman in the house feel good. You have to talk about money, so you talk about money. So you're careful with how you eat, all the different halachas, how you eat, which is all done. It creates a nichbodus in the achil as opposed to just being very physical. Okay. But ulam korich tanuge aguf ena elasim in the ben aliyah. It's not that these things will create the ben aliyah. It's all the way around. The person of ben aliyah, these things will be true about him. Adam shalos lo elam ruchni, misham de rasoi. Person is already in the world of ruchni, and that's where his kavua. He knows the difference. He doesn't allow himself to be defined by the physical elements. Why should he be careful about that? He's afraid he shouldn't get it. Because, I mean, if you're there, you're there. So what's the problem? Because we're aware of the fact that things can be mashachad us and take us away. They block the truth. So it's a combination of batsam, I'm ready there, to the sense that therefore I realize that this is not true. But at the same time, I'm careful about it, because I realize if I'm not careful about it, it's very easy. Like as I'll say, that they're kosher liknoisim kikli matechis, it's very hard to get there. It's very easy to lose it. Just drop one time and it's smashed. So if you allow yourself to get drawn into it, you'll be drawn into it. So what's the right approach? So we try to be careful not to get pulled into it. The main approach is work on enjoying what the ruchni is. The more we connect to it emotionally, and that's why we enjoy it, it becomes part of our being. And I'll hope then he's going to quote a piece from some the Alter von Kalman, which we're going to, I don't want to run through it. So it's a fascinating thing. I mean, I spoke about it multiple times. The Rambam, when he talks about, you know, the Chacham, how the Chacham doesn't eat publicly. You know, there's a whole thing that the Chacham doesn't do. My mind doesn't understand, like, and I'm not such a big tzaddik, you know. Like, there's people like, you know, you'll meet somebody from a town, someone says, yeah, it's a great town. What's great about it? They have good restaurants. Like, really? Like, that's the definition of a good town?
Like, you know, it's a culture.
And it's just weird. It's weird to me. It's just, you know, it's like, you know.
It's all about the food.
What?
It's all about the food.
It's all about the food. You know, like, I ate by somebody's house and we had a really good shmanko suit and the food was good. I mean, I'm happy the food was good. The food would be bad. It would be a difficult time, but geshmaka suit, I understand that. But that wasn't the final element. What makes it the camaraderie, the spending time together, enjoying the it was in a warm type of a prison in a place. The food is what is the ambiance and the intelligent conversation, you know, things which were interesting to you. That's much more important than the food was good. You want to give it like you know. Divided, you know, one third is the divitar, one third is the camaraderie, and one third is the food. You know, I don't know. You know, well, you know, but like the defining element of this geshmaka suda was the food. Like, you know, and the flip side of it is, you know, that you know these people who like you watch them eat. Like, you know, it's like a little, I also like good food. You know, like, you know, maybe Jacob abandoned you. Like, you know, I like a good piece of, you know, but like. Okay, but like, you know, it's like, it doesn't have a conversation about it. Like, you know, okay. You ate it, you know. At the end of the day, the Hanos Achila last, we put it out last, you know, last week, last time, the time it goes into your mouth, it goes to your throat. So it's not a very.
Some people keep reliving it.
Right, they try to keep reliving it, you know.
That's what that steak I had, and, you know, on just vacation in this place is the best.
Right. But you know, if you take it to its, you know, extreme, you realize how absurd it is. What was the story about the Pesach Kron? Was that the story about the guy on the plane? The Pesach Kron, who said it? So the fellow's on a plane, you know, Rosh Hashi, whatever it is. The fellow next to him, and the guy's pushing. He's like, you know, he looks like he's in Gan Eden. The guy, he's like so happy. So what's the? He came to visit he's from like some backwater, you know, place in the U.S. He came to visit his son in Manhattan. He's on his way back. So the son took him out to this really fancy restaurant. Not a lot of Jew, you know. And apparently they have a 3-pound steak over there. And very few people are able to finish the whole thing.
And they get it for free. So.
And they do, if they do, they give a person a plaque. And they make a whole, like the whole, all of the staff comes. It's like a whole thing. See, he was zeicha to be able to accomplish this phenomenal accomplishment. And he finished 3-pound steak. And they gave him a plaque, and they came, took a picture of him, and they put it up on the wall. Like, push it. And he's like so proud of himself. He says, "Now I felt that I've accomplished something valuable in my life. You know, now I can die. You know, like, you know, really, you know, like, you know, wow, you accomplished something. You ate a three-pound steak. I mean, like, and that's absurd." Like, that's the final thought. You know, we're not willing to say it in those terms. And the final thought is that if we're constantly talking, if I can define the value of a city by its restaurants, so then the greatest accomplishment is being able to really enjoy the restaurant to its fullest. So that's the purpose of life. That's what we've said in, you know. So he says, it's such a steer to. And now you send a guy like that to open up a Gemara and enjoy learning the Gemara. What do you want from the guy? Or to enjoy a tefillah. To like take out of the, you know, enjoy the flavor of a tefillah. It's a very hard thing to enjoy the flavor of a tefillah. Like, you know, it's a. You get that moment, like you feel like you're connecting to your Creator and you're talking to your Creator and, you know, and He's aware of you and it's. And like, what could be nicer and warmer than, you know, more geschmack than feeling that your Creator is noticing you and cares about you? Like, there can't be anything nicer than that. But it's hard to feel that feeling when you're busy. You know, you've come much more physically coarse focused. It's like a person has very coarse hands, can't feel delicate points. So the same thing when it comes to the mind. That's the point that he's saying. Okay, let's hold it here.